Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, and welcome to another action-packed edition of the Home Team Podcast. My name is Matt Moriarty with the Moriarty Agency at Farmers Insurance, and I am part of a fantastic trifecta of excellent hosts. The first one being the Super Ninja Realtor, Chandler Findler.
Hey, y'all. Chandler Findler here, residential real estate expert with Liv Sotheby's International Realty.
And, of course, the always fantastic... Awesome, John Reed.
Switch it up on me. John Reed with New American Funding. I am your residential home loan consultant.
And again, our goal on this podcast is to help you with anything related to home ownership. So whether you're buying a home, selling a home, insuring a home, painting a home, anything along those lines. And today we have a very special guest. So first and foremost, the most important thing about our guest is that she is an interior designer. And so her name is Michelle Moriarty, and she is from Carla's A Classic Design. Michelle, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
Of course. And in case you recognize that last name, Michelle is my beautiful wife.
Thank you.
Oh, Matt is on his best behavior right now.
Of course. So my head is turned right now. So in order to talk in this, I don't want to get smacked in the back of the head. So. No, but seriously, one of the things that I'm sure all of us run into, right? They ask, especially when they buy a house, is that we want to get this house the way that we want it, right? But we don't know, if I were to pick something, I could sit there and say, well, geez, I want the house to look like this, but I have no creative. I mean, as my wife will attest. I'm not creative in that way. So you need to have someone that your people want to have someone that can help them get to where they need to be. So one of the things we do, Michelle, just so you know, is that we kind of take us back in time, kind of where you're from, how you got in the business, everything along those lines.
So I was originally born in Dallas, Texas. That is where my mom started the business in the home with her children. And so she did a lot of commercial design then, which is not quite as fun as residential design. It's pretty basic, a little bit different. She did that for many, many years. And then we ended up in Colorado, and she was still doing it within the home. And then finally, Highland Ranch knocked on the door and said, it's time to stop having freight trucks deliver to the house and cars coming and going. So my dad was alive then, and my dad said, it's time to open the first retail store. My mom was scared to death. And they found a location that was in Highlands Ranch in 2002. And then we moved to the streets at South Glen in 2010. So I grew up in the business and started in it after college. I do a little bit of everything from the interior design to the marketing to the managing, employees, the retail, the buying.
You're a busy woman.
Yeah. Family business. You do a little bit of everything. How it works.
Everybody gets roped in, right?
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
So one of the things that we're going to focus on, and I know because we have a national audience and also people listen to us all over the world, so we're not going to focus just on Colorado. We're just going to focus in general, which is why we brought an expert in to kind of give us an idea of design trends and everything along those lines. So I guess the first question that we would have is that how it would be, hiring a professional such as yourself, how can that actually save you money and add value to your home?
So we kind of always tell people you hire a professional for everything, from a realtor to an accountant to, your hairdresser. So you would want to do that for your home as well, because we can actually come in and we listen to what your goals, your hopes, your dreams, how you function in your house, what you gravitate to, and then we can help you get to that without buying maybe a sofa over here that didn't ever fit in the room right. The layout never functioned correctly. So in the end, we end up giving you what you want, help the house lay out correctly, the design you were craving, and you end up saving money in the end instead of buying a bunch of things and it never quite gets to where you want it.
Yep, I know that feeling. Right? You go to TJ, not you, but homeowners, they run to TJ Maxx. They pick up some little dust collectors and things, and it never, it ends up sitting in their basement for years. I see it all the time. I could be guilty, but I'm not going to say that whether if it was me. So or not.
In other words, it was Chandler. Survey says Chandler.
Winning.
Well, a lot of times you're in a room, you feel like something's off and not right, but you can't quite figure it out. And sometimes it takes a design eye, someone professional, to come in and kind of tweak things to get the flow and the layout and everything to kind of coordinate and match up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. We do need you. You save people. I mean, that's, you know, that's what happens. So, you know, going, so I'm a residential realtor, so I'm in and out of homes all the time, and it, and trends, like designer trends always, you know, amaze all of us, right? They like catch on like wildfire, it mm-hmm. seems, to the outside eye, right? And then all of a sudden everything is that design. So tell me a little bit about like what's going on. Like now we're like, it's gray, right? It's like gray and then like white.
So gray's actually starting to phase out a little bit. Oh. So with design trends, they usually start in the East and the West. And then by the time, you know, you get further into the Midwest, it takes a little bit longer for the design trends to get here. So when we go to market, we'll see a lot of the design trends that in certain, you know, like in Colorado, it'll take a little bit longer to get to. So with gray, it's going away. It's a cold color. So everything True. Became a lot colder and not a whole lot of color in the room and texture. And I think people are starting to crave it again. So I don't think we're ever going to go quite back to that brown, at least not for a long time. But taupe, which has a little bit more of a brown gray to it and some warmth to it, is coming back really, really strong. And people are starting to want more texture, a little bit more going on in the room, more fabrics and a little bit less leather, cold, harsh.
Yeah.
And bringing in some bright colors. Bright colors are coming back strong, like sure. red, green. Blue's been around for a while, and I think it'll stay strong for a long time as well.
So you say you go to market and trends. So where do these trends like start? Who comes up with these trends?
I think it's a lot of your fabric and furniture designers. They travel all over the world and see different fabrics, different colorways, and then they kind of bring it to market and show it. And sometimes it doesn't go. It doesn't ever, no one buys it, so it doesn't come out very strong. And then other times it kind of just starts a trend. And then you have all your other furniture companies and fabric lines just kind of follow suit and then keeps going.
Just so you know, our listeners get an idea of where these markets are, can you kind of give us an idea? Because it's obviously, I know there, it's kind of like all over the United States, but
it is. So your main furniture market in the United States is High Point, North Carolina. So it is where everyone goes to buy furniture, at least in the United States. There are international furniture markets, but we don't go to those as much. Some of your bigger box stores will go more internationally than smaller stores. Smaller,
some of the ones you go
firms.
To, too, is like Dallas and Las
yeah,
Vegas.
Yeah, so then there's Dallas. Vegas came around probably about 10 years ago, and it's coming strong. They're trying to turn it into more of a furniture market. So then we have the East Coast and then one a little bit further close to the West Coast. And then there's also New York and there's L.A. So there's
well,
a lot.
It's kind of funny too, because I mean, I'm sure Chandler, one of the things that you notice when homeowners, and I know that you know, when especially those homes that were built in like the early 90s, right, when they have that that
blonde,
yeah, the blonde, which at the time, right, was the in style thing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, absolutely.
From a real estate perspective, you know, I mean, people, that's not in style anymore, which is, you know, and so to contact someone like Michelle to come in and actually, you know, change those up, but you know, the funny thing is some of those colors and some of those, you know, carpet colors, like the green carpet that was popular in the 90s, they end up coming back sometimes.
It slowly comes back. The color sometimes tweaks a little bit. The trend is a little bit different, but it all comes back around. Like my mom has been in the business forever. It's seen two or three eras right. of design come back around.
Yeah. How long does it, I mean, would you say a trend usually lasts?
I think it depends on the trend. So more of your real trendy things, like I think the bright color trend that's coming in, I think it'll come for a little bit, but it won't stay. I mean, you get, you know, you bring in fuchsia, let's say, into a room, you're only going to like it probably for a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. So that's where we tell a lot of our clients, let that be your accent color in the room. Things like pillows and drapery and, you know, some accent accessory pieces, so that when that trend goes out a little bit faster than most trends, exactly. Right. It's a really easy thing to just pull out mm-hmm. and bring in something a little bit new. But gray, I think it will stay strong a little bit longer, and the taupe will be very close to what the gray trend is. So it's going to look still very similar. A lot of people don't even know a huge difference between taupe and gray.
Right.
I just would not the notice feeling. That.
Right. Yeah. So, some trends can stay around for like a good 10 years.
You know, I think a good example of a trend that that was in the 90s or late 80s or something and is back is and tweaked in color is like it was brass, right?
Right. And now, it's back. Gold, we told everyone to pull your brass out of the house and now it's back. But it's not the same brass. It's more of a gold, a shiny gold. So it comes back around. It's just always a little bit different. So what you had 10 years ago probably isn't going to work with the new trend.
Right, yeah. Oh, it's just so interesting, like the perception of people. You can have, like, we could have the exact same house, like square footage, location, lot, everything, and it have like oak cabinets and carpet, you know, total mid-90s, but still kept maintained amazing. You can have that same house and then I could bring a buyer into it and they'd be like, I don't like this one, this not feeling it, nope, let's get out of here. Then all of a sudden you paint the cabinets, paint the walls and change the flooring, and like that perception is like they're totally in love and they'll pay, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 more.
Right.
Yeah, and is that one of the things that you recommend to your clients too? If like it's like we were gonna put our home on the market, right? Is that one of the things that you would advise doing before that, or is that what is your opinion on that?
Well, that's a general question, right? I mean, I'd have to.
I'm king of the general questions.
King of general questions. You know, it's a loaded question. I'd have to get on the property and see. But a lot of times, yes, if there's been wear and tear in the home, and you need, yes, paint makes a huge difference. Flooring makes a huge difference. So yes, we probably would. You know, not knowing much about the scenario, we probably would definitely recommend. That, you know,
but kitchen and baths are some of the most important things when it comes to resale, right?
Yeah,
because that's what most of your clients are looking for: updated bathrooms, updated kitchen.
That's where you make your money,
right?
Spend your money, make your money,
right?
You know, things like that.
And I tell a lot of my clients, I think if you do it right and do it how you would want it, with professional help,
right?
Then it usually then a buyer comes in, they'll end up paying more, or you can get a little bit more out of the house because they see the whole picture. Even though they may not have the right furniture and the right art and the right rugs, they can visualize how their home can look. And it's just like model homes. I think model homes, they do a lot of tweaking and tricking to make the buyer believe that this is what their house is going to look like.
Right.
When it's not going to look exactly like that, but it makes, they can visualize it.
The perception and the visualization of it. Yeah.
So it does bring value too.
Yeah. And I'm totally guilty too, just to stay relatable of the, we just remodeled our home recently and did the grays, even though it wasn't my favorite. I wanted something different, but you know, I'm business, right? Real estate to me is business, right? It's not my home. It's a business and investment. So we did the gray walls, the white cabinets, the white countertops that were the number one selling and all this, and the dark brown floors. And I'm like, it's not right. It's not me. I don't like it. I'm like telling, you know, I want to do something different in a new house that I want to buy now. And, but
you're also probably seeing it all the time.
But
like I am. So you're a little bit over the white, the gray, the same old, right. I think that's why it's trending out a little bit.
Yeah. It's just, it represents clean, I think, which is why people like it.
Yeah, because when you think of the design 10 years ago, it was goopy, fringe, everything was ornate and
heavy
and browns and deep reds. And I think everyone was just like, you know, we're ready to clean it up. And you go with bigger accessories now, but less of it and larger prints and cleaner look.
Then it
cleaner
went like
look.
Too clean. I went too clean. That's just my problem. Don't worry about me and my problem.
You need some texture brought in. That's what you're craving.
Texture.
Fabrics, rugs. It'll help.
So from a timing perspective, when you first meet with clients, I mean, what is the procedure to working with someone?
So our first appointment is called a design consultation. And that's where we go in and we take pictures of the area or the home that we're looking at, take all of our measurements, and then we talk with the clients. How do you live in your home? How do you live in this room? What do you want this room to be? What are colors you gravitate to? I like my clients to bring me pictures, things that they've seen along the way that they like, to kind of, so I can learn more about them. Because that's the most important part, is the relationship between myself and the client. Because if I'm not listening to what they want and how they live, it's never going to be right for them. So we're just going to be doing things that they're never going to be happy in the end. And then after that first consultation, then I go back to my office and I start space planning rooms, finding fabrics, finding furniture, pulling everything together, different ways that the rooms can lay out. And then usually the next appointment's at my office, where we go through different colorways, different fabrics. Yes, no, do they like them, not like them? And then we just start ordering, and it's a process. It can be a long process sometimes, but...
And trial and error,
done,
I
yep,
assume.
Yep. Once it's done, it usually all comes together.
And one of the things too, right? So you're not dealing with, some of the places where you just go buy the furniture and it's like ready assembled, right? So a lot of these cases, they're ordering custom furniture.
Right.
So you have to be a little more patient. It's like a longer term process.
It can take a little bit longer. And I think most people hear custom and go, oh my gosh, that must cost so much more money than if I just go to another furniture store and just buy a sofa off the floor. Usually the price points, depending on how custom we are getting, can be very similar. You just have to order it and it takes a little bit longer. And we also pride ourselves on buying furniture that's actually American made. So unfortunately that can take a little bit longer, even though it's not coming from China, but it, you know, can just take a little bit longer to get, but it actually will lay out in the room perfectly. We figure out what's the depth of a sofa. So someone who's taller, it will work better for, versus we're not going to get a huge deep sofa if the couple's maybe a little bit more petite, and how it lays out in the room with everything else. So it works perfectly for the flow of the room instead of just going and buying a sofa and it never fits right, or it's never the right color, or it doesn't flow with everything else. But it does take a little bit longer. So there is some patience to it, which is sometimes hard.
But good things take time. I mean, prior to meeting Michelle, right, mm-hmm. I had no idea about furniture. And so, you know, some of the things that, you know, I was going for the least expensive and also least intrusive on my time type mm-hmm. deals.
Most accessible.
Yeah, exactly.
IKEA, right?
It was a bachelor pad.
Right,
definitely.
Exactly. Let's not go
functional.
But yeah, right. But the whole thing, you can totally tell the difference, and none of that stuff lasted, right? I mean, we had stuff that just fell apart, and you know, I mean.
Oh, you can't move it. Oh, yeah. It'll fall apart.
Yeah. Right. And you know, I mean, furniture is, a long term. I mean, the way they used to make things back in the day, right? Did you ever have like, your grandmother or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, passed down? They have that furniture that they've had forever. And yeah, some of it's not, you know, out of style or whatever, but it lasted. And, mm-hmm. and the furniture, that cheap furniture doesn't last very long anymore. No. So,
yeah. And that's something too that Michelle, that we can touch on, is they don't make furniture. I feel right. This is perception, total perception. Somebody from the outside world, is they don't make furniture like they used to. So when we went to decorate our son's room, my grandmother had this big, beautiful dresser thing. Mm-hmm. And it's real heavy, like made real nice, but it doesn't look the best. But, you know, ways to kind of, can you kind of talk me through ways to kind of update older furniture?
Definitely.
If we like the quality of it?
Yeah. Good furniture can come, I mean, you can definitely reuse it and it can come back around. When you invest in good furniture, it'll last a long time. Sometimes just tweaking, having it painted, maybe sometimes we've added some kind of decorative flourish or design to it, or for like a nursery, you could have, you know, add something to the hardware that's kind of more whimsical. Mm-hmm. Just bringing it a little bit more up to date, but going off the colors of maybe what furniture is trending right now, and so you can still make it look like it's new and fresh and mm-hmm. clean.
But have that durability of right. how they used to make
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. And there's certain furniture I think you should invest in, and then certain stuff, you know, it's got like kitchen chairs. Certainly if you have kids. Mm.
They're not going to last.
So that's not something you necessarily need to invest in. Let that be more of your case good, not spend a lot of money on. But like a dining room set. Most people only buy 1 to 2 dining room sets in their lifetime. So that's something you definitely would want to put a little bit more money into and make sure it's something that's going to last longer, that's not too trendy, that doesn't have maybe a finish that's going to only work right now with this design, but something that will go for a longer amount of time for the style.
And bedroom yeah. furniture, I don't know. Do people buy multiple sets of bedroom furniture?
So master bedroom furniture, they say you buy 3 to 4 times in your life.
Okay.
So, like right now, upholstered headboards are huge.
Right.
Upholstered headboard's not going to last for 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's going to take a hit. So the nightstands maybe you purchase would work down the road with a new bed, but you would just mix the nightstands with a new bed. And so maybe you're not going to purchase all your bedroom furniture again that many times.
Got it.
But there are pieces to the room you might end up.
Because mixing and matching, I feel like back in the day, again, not a designer.
Everything.
Everything had to match, right? Yeah, everything. Right. You had the oak and the oak and the oak and the oak and the oak or mahogany, whatever it is, doesn't matter. And now mixing and matching is trendy.
Huge, yeah. Huge, and I think that will stay. I think that will stay for a long period of time instead of going back to matching everything so much.
Right. And one of the cool things, you know, investing in like a couch, let's say, right? A really good couch is
a sofa.
A sofa.
Oh, what? Yeah. I would have called. Look,
I've only told him this five times.
I would have gone with couch too.
It was actually my youngest daughter's spelling word this week.
It was. Sofa.
Sofa.
Okay. Right. So the sofa is you can refurnish it, right? So you can put I'll let you do that.
Reupholster it.
Yes, right? yes you can definitely reupholster a sofa and use it again. A lot of time your cushions and your inserts over time are gonna have wear and tear, but you can always get new inserts and
restuffed, I guess.
Right depending on if it's a good sofa or not. If it was not a good sofa, your bottom's gonna, you know, if the sofa's usually gonna fall out, it's not gonna be worth putting any more money into it and just buying a new sofa.
So what is the definition between difference between couch and sofa? It's just,
you know,
I think
I don't know quite when that changed. I was always raised, you always said sofa, but I was raised by a designer, not a decorator, so I don't know where it changed, but it's in the interior design business, furniture business, you always say sofa. I think couch is just a lower
frumpy.
Yeah. A lower
like a
end.
College term?
Yes. Like, definitely.
I'm gonna list my couch on Craigslist.
Yes. There you go. There you go.
Couch and Craigslist. Oh, that's so funny. What are some small tricks for homeowners, right? So, you know, when I hear designer, I think dollars and money, right? It must be expensive is what I assume a lot of people think, since I generalize all the time. So do designers work with different levels of price ranges or different pieces of projects?
I think all designers are a little different. Mm-hmm. Our interior design firm, we do everything from, we help with hard selections of tile, flooring, paint color. We help with interior and exterior layouts, all of that. So we basically, if it's in the home, we can do it. Not all designers do all of that. And some designers are just going to come in and they're going to give you their thoughts. They're going to help you go shopping for furniture. For us, we have hundreds and hundreds of lines. So we do everything in-house. So everything's through us. Therefore, I don't charge design time. So if you're buying, whether it be window treatment or furniture or art or home accessories, and I'm helping you bring that all together, you don't pay the design time with me because you're buying the product from me. Mm-hmm. Other designers, you're not buying product through, so they're going to charge an hourly rate. So you kind of need to understand that up front when you meet with different designers to find the right one for you. Find out what all they're going to be able to help you with. Some of them who charge hourly, then they'll take you to the design center in different places, and then you get that discount on the furniture.
You're using them. Yeah.
So it kind of depends on the designer and what all they actually do. But we help with everything from building up to remodeling to exterior layouts, plants.
All things
exterior
design.
Colors. Yep. So just about anything.
Wow, Matt, you landed yourself a talented woman.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Gotta make up for the lack of talent on my end. So.
Well, yeah. We see that in most cases. We
right,
do,
exactly,
do.
Exactly.
It's a balanced relationship that way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, my God. I love design. I'm not the best at it at all. But
I don't think most people are. No. And again, I mean, that's the reason we created the show, is to kind of, you know, give an idea of why you should be working with professionals. Because if you try and do these things yourself, if you try and go out and get your insurance yourself, right, you're putting yourself in at risk, right? If you try and sell your own home, right, mm-hmm. you know, Chandler mm-hmm. has given so many countless examples of the reasons not. And in fact, she gave a fantastic speech that we watched or that we had just a couple weeks ago. Yep. About using some of these companies out there that won't charge you very much, but in the end, you end up paying more, right?
Mm-hmm. We don't have to go for convenience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Same with design, right? Yeah. Same with any professional service.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Always contact the expert.
Right.
Saves you money.
Saves you money. That's what we're all about.
It does.
So. Peace of mind.
So again, thank you so much for
having me.
Of course. We learned a ton. So again, my name is Matt Moriarty. I'm with the Moriarty Agency at Farmers Insurance. You can find me on the old Instagram at Matt_insures_Colorado. Please go to our site. You know, the reason we do this is for you, the listeners. We want to make sure that, you know, a lot of these things you don't know about, we didn't know about in a lot of cases. And it's great to have that information, and it's better to know these things up front rather than making the mistake that so many people do and having something go wrong by not working with a professional first. And at least get some tips, right? I mean, that's one thing you can say about our podcast is we give plenty of tips out there. You know, we have all these guests on. They're all experts in their industry. And that's the reason that we do this. So, but if you would like us to bring on anyone else, or if there's a topic that you would like us to discuss, please let us know. You can find us on Facebook at the Home Team Podcast, right? And kind of go from there.
Yep. And Instagram, the Home Team Podcast. Yeah, as well.
And Chandler has like 5 million. Do you want to tell us what your handle is? Because you got like 5
yes,
million.
Yes, on Instagram. It's not 5 million. I'm working towards 5 million. but it's at Chandler Findler is my Instagram handle. So find me on Instagram, follow me, and there's fun stuff.
Right? You definitely want to follow her too, because all the Hollywood stars are already following Chandler too as well. So yes,
Jake Gyllenhaal was my most recent.
Right? Yeah. Oh, we saw the picture online and we were like, oh my gosh, you got a picture with Jake Gyllenhaal. And she's like, he got a picture with me.
That's right.
And I got his signature, whatever that means, or his autograph, right? Whatever that means nowadays, I was going to get it.
Definitely.
I was going to get it. So, yeah, thank you, everyone. Listeners, we appreciate you. We wouldn't be able to deliver value without you guys. So, thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Really appreciate it.
And where can they find you?
So I am on Instagram at John, J-O-N, Reed, R-E-E-D, Home Loans.
Very nice. Very nice. And we'll have all this contact information on here as well. So thank you so much for listening. Again, another action-packed episode. We try and bring you value. So we are out.